A mouse took a stroll through the deep, dark wood. A fox saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good. Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come and have lunch in my underground house. It's terribly kind of you, fox, but no, I'm going to have lunch with a Gruffalo. A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo? A Gruffalo? Why didn't you know? He has terrible tusks and terrible claws and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws. He lifted his hand and started rubbing the back of his neck. Oh, he said. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I am trying, you know. If there are things I'm doing wrong, I want you to tell me. In a slightly pained voice, he said, You're not doing anything wrong. It's me, you know, I'm just awkward. That was all he said. I didn't really know what to add, and anyway, it seemed clear that no matter how unsubtly I fished for his reassurance, he wasn't going to provide it.
Emma Woodhouse. Handsome, clever, and rich, with a comfortable home and happy disposition, seemed to unite some of the best blessings of existence, and had lived nearly 21 years in the world with very little to distress or vex her. She was the youngest of two daughters of a most affectionate, indulgent father, and had, in consequence of her sister's marriage, been mistress of his house from a very early period.
Joel did accents. Joel did great accents. Oh, God! I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe I'm losing him to Penny Pan. That's her name. It's terrible, right? Penny Pan. Like, Penny Pan. You know, I've seen her twice wearing her shirt inside out. Yeah, Penny? Twice. You could only be trusted to butter people's corn at the country fair.
I'm walking to where she is, to the cave, to where she's been locked up. I don't want to be walking there, but I'm walking there and I want to go back. I think maybe he doesn't hate me that much, you know, maybe he'll still fuck me even because he hates me, and I keep walking away towards the cave and then I hear a scream. Screams. And then I run and they've opened it. They've opened up the cave and she's dead.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's really okay. We've been getting this a lot. We've been getting this a lot. This sort of holier than thou, I've seen some shit over there, man, kind of bullshit. Because instead of just going, yeah, war is shit and terrifying and I don't like killing other human beings and I certainly don't like doing it in the name of some specious abstract objective, instead of doing that, you men, you fucking men, you decide to construct an entire gigantic jingoistic death cult to your own sense of inadequacy. Well, you're gonna stay here with me, Goose. Did you think I'd let you sleep on the bank? Will I be in the way? Well, you're not fat enough to be in the way. Now get along with ya. Amar Costa, I don't know if you remember, but you once said, all that time ago, you said I had witch oil in my soul. What did that mean? Oh, well, I haven't the faintest idea, gal. But it looks as though I was right. She looked somber as she said that. Then she opened a cupboard and took out a small biscuit tin. Here, she said. When you see Farad Akorum, give him these. I made him yesterday. He loves a ginger biscuit.
I will. Thank you.